The God that we worship, the God that we profess in, the God that we know, serve, and love is a God of life. He is not a God of the dead. Life is the most precious gift He has given to His creatures. But when we think and when we say life, it does not only mean, my dear brothers and sisters, biological existence that we have right now. Life here means life with God, eternal life. That is the purpose of God, why He gave us life. And this is all life that He meant in our gospel. To be alive with Him forever in eternity. The book of wisdom that we have just listened to in our first reading today states that God is the creator of all. He gives existence to all that we see in this world. He is the God of life, and everything exists in Him. He is not the author of death. And everything that He created is good. Many people would argue that if God's creation is good, why is there evil in the world? Why is there destruction in the world? The book of wisdom gives us the answer. If everything God has created is good, why is there evil in the world? Why is there destruction in the world? Why is there sickness in the world? It is because of the envy of the devil. The devil was envious when he saw that God has created everything that is good. And you know what? Because of envy, there is injustice. And because there is injustice, there is death. When God created everything that is good, it is His justice. He wanted to show that He is a just God. But the devil, as what I have said, is envious. He does not want that all this creation of God should continue. That's why the devil is the source of destruction, the source of death, because of its envy, which led to injustice, and which led later on to death. But we have a God who continues to sustain His creation. Because that's what I have said, He is a God who is so just in His creation. St. Paul, in our second reading, my dear brothers and sisters, commended the Corinthian community. You know why? Because of their generosity. They collected an amount. Because they are generous, they are rich, and sent this collection to the community in Jerusalem who were hard up materially. And because of this sharing, because of this generosity, they were able to allow the community of Jerusalem to live longer. The justice that is based on the love of God is able to save life. It's able to save life. And what is the basis of this Corinthian community? Why do they have this collection and share it to the poor community in Jerusalem? Their basis is Jesus Christ. A beautiful phrase by St. Paul. And I thought we should open our minds into this thought of St. Paul, that Jesus, though He was rich, became poor so that by His poverty, He could enrich each one of us. I repeat, Jesus, who is God, who is rich, he became poor in order that out of his poverty, he may enrich us with his life, with his riches, with his grace. And not only that, Jesus, who is God, gave us his life so that all of us would live. Just imagine that. A single person who would give up his life in order that all of us would live. Isn't it a justice? Is it a just God who would do that? Who would share his life? Who would share everything to us in order that we will live? This is the justice that the Book of Wisdom spoke about in the first reading. That when God created everything, he showed his justice, how just he was. This is the commendation of St. Paul for the Corinthian community, and hope we Christians would also do the same, because we receive blessings from God and our sharing with those who have nothing. We share in the justice of God. We allow people to live because we are not selfish, we are not envious, we are not unjust. We follow the God who is just. The gospel relates to us, pardon me for choosing the shorter form, because I have three masses today. Hope that my voice will not become hoarse. Please understand your priest. I am all alone. The gospel that we have, the daughter of Jairus was about to be dead because of illness. And here Jesus said to Jairus, you know, when somebody is sick, you know, sickness is not just a biological fact. Sickness, whether you like it or not, my dear brothers and sisters, is the work of the devil. It's the work of the devil. That's why Jesus healed the sick. Healed the sick. And so the church continues that healing through the sacrament of the anointing of the sick in order that the force of the devil would be stopped. Because the devil does not like that we would continue praising God because of his envious attitude. So the sick came to Jesus for healing, the daughter of Jairus. And then Jesus sensed that Jairus was in fear, was afraid. Of course, who is not afraid of death? Everyone in his right sense is usually afraid of death, right? And Jesus said, fear is nothing. Fear is paralyzing. If we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by fear, we are paralyzed. So we should not allow fear to overcome us. Brother, faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in me. Here, we see Jesus who is eager to confront the enemy of life. And what is that enemy of life? Sickness. That's why he immediately cured the daughter of Jairus. He did not ask for any right or whatever. What did you do with this daughter, etc., etc.? There is so protocol and so forth and so on. And so many questions. He was so eager to confront the enemy of life, which is sickness. And so this opens our mind, my dear brothers and sisters, our life or the life of men today is threatened. There are a lot of threats to man's life. War, abortion, these are all enemies of life. But what do we do, Christians? Do we reflect on the attitude of Jesus, who was so eager to confront those that threaten life? Or are we just passive? We don't believe in God, who is a God of life. A God who is oozing with life, and He wants us to live in eternity, to experience His immortality. So when we fight all these threats to life, we experience the God who is so just. We experience the justice of God, His goodness to us. So this is the challenge, my dear brothers and sisters. Our life is threatened, and we should not be passive, because our God is a God of life. Jesus, let us not be afraid to come to Jesus to grant us healing, to grant us life, because for sure, He will always be on our side. He will always grant all the means and the graces in order to sustain life. I repeat, to sustain life, because that is His purpose. It was never in the mind of God to be overwhelmed by death. Because, I repeat, our God is a God of life.